You're listening to Thoughts from the Ledge, the official podcast of Gray Ledge Advisors with Scott Albracio and Brant Walker.
Hi, I'm Scott Albracio, your host for Thoughts from the Ledge podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be talking to Brant Walker, our chief investment strategist here at Gray Ledge Advisors. Good morning, Brant. How are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Brant, it's great to have you on the podcast again, and I'm excited to talk to you about thoughts on behavioral finance. There are so many things that are going on in the world today that impact how people are investing. And I know we have spoken on a high level about a couple of major points that we want to talk about, but this whole social media economy that we're in right now has got to have some impact on people's investment styles at this point in time. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it does, yes.
What was the other one that came out?
GameStop.
2 years ago. That was right. In 21. A lot of emotion, a lot of social media hype around it.
Right.
Is that all part and parcel of behavioral finance?
It really is. So behavioral finance is a study of how one's emotional makeup affects their financial and investment philosophy and decisions, often negatively. We can explain that by starting with all the information and noise that are out there, as you just mentioned. So if I can digress, when I started my career 40 years ago, you would get a research report from a bank or an analyst. It would take 3 to 5 days to get to you in the mail, take a day or two to process it, and then make a decision. Today, everybody has a megaphone. So you have information coming on YouTube, social media, from a million different directions and a million different people. So everybody has an opinion, and it's well published. So it makes it very difficult, not only for our professional advisors like us, but for people sitting at home to separate the wheat from the chaff. It makes it very hard to make good decisions, and you really don't know who's an expert and who's not. So from a behavioral standpoint, that is a challenge.
One of the other things that we often see, especially in this type of economic environment, if you will, is people pulling triggers at the wrong time. And I say pulling triggers, maybe reading something on social media where they decide to sell something or decide to buy something. And, you know, I know we do a lot of work in the retirement field, and I'm always talking to young investors about the right time to buy and sell.
Right.
You know, so how is behavioral finance impacting investors in their timing of what they're doing?
There's a trend called confirmation bias, which I think is very active with most investors. So people tend to prioritize what confirms their bias. In a bear market, when the market's going down, they tend to become very negative. They become emotional. When the market's going straight up, like it was just a little bit over a year ago, people are gravitating toward all the high tech, the highly valued companies that they don't really know much about, but they're going up. So their emotions really take over. It usually happens at times where the market's either going up quickly or down quickly.
So the adage and what we try to teach our investors is you don't want to buy high and sell low, which is sometimes what happens with these types of investments. They start reading about something, it's at a peak. They know nothing about the underlying finances of the company, the financials of the company. And they bought it at 110 and now it's down to 50 and they sell it. You know, and they got involved for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Is that where the advantage you have of working with an advisor comes into play? To be able to work through the, what'd you call it, wheat and chaff?
Wheat and chaff.
It's got to be a Midwestern thing you got going there. Wheat and chaff.
Right.
Is that where the advisor helps the investor way through that
Absolutely.
Noise?
Right. Because the advisor is going to bring a continuity of how to value securities, when to buy and sell those securities based on maybe historical valuation parameters for that company, and take the emotion out. Very important, because when emotion takes over, you're going to make the wrong decision. Happens just about every time. So the advisor there is to really protect you from doing that, protect you against yourself, so to speak.
He's that disinterested third party.
Yes, absolutely.
The investment you want to buy, and the guy in the middle is you, the advisor, trying to guide you and fit that investment into your overall financial profile.
Absolutely. And factor out the behavioral finance part of it that we discussed earlier.
Yep. And I guess that's where the benefit of working with an advisor for a longer period of time comes into play.
Right.
And the longer you work with somebody, the better the advisor gets to know you and your investments triggers, if you will.
Yes.
And risk aversion. That's the advisor's job to sit there and analyze
it. It really is. It's really our job that when we meet a client for the first time, we need to articulate our process, how it works, and why it's beneficial to them, particularly when you get into a bear market, when people start to get emotional and panic. If we've done our job on our end by going over our style that we invest in quality, and that quality will get us through the tough times and you don't have to panic and worry, then we've done our job.
You hit upon one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, and it's sort of outside of the realm of behavioral finance, but the types of investments or things that we look for in a company that gives us the confidence to put something into somebody's portfolio.
Right.
What are the three things that we really look at to evaluate on a company?
I mentioned quality earlier, which is return on capital, high profitability of that company. So the money they're investing in the company, they're converting a high amount into cash. Free cash flow generation.
Free cash flow generation.
Free cash flow. So after they pay the employees, they pay dividends, they reinvest in the company, there's a lot of money left over to either increase the dividend, to buy back stock, a very good sign of a company. And then also the earnings consistency. We've always stressed the companies that can raise their earnings and dividends in any economic environment, that's a quality company. So if you put those three together, when you hit a bear market, you're going to fare well.
Good for our listeners to hear and to know. We've sort of touched on it a little bit, but I think you said it early on when we were talking about the noise that's out there. Talk to me a little bit about confirmation bias and what that means in behavioral investing.
No, absolutely. So I can give an example of my father when he retired. He started investing on his own, didn't want to hire an advisor. My dad was a sky is falling type of investor, always looking at the negative side. So he would read articles that would confirm what he already thought. So that gets you in a negative loop where you're not seeing the positives going on. You're always looking at the negatives.
Right.
So because of that, he was never invested in stocks. He was in gold and cash. I had to break him out of the confirmation bias. It took many years.
Right. Well, I'm sure because you get into that habit where you get into that mindset.
Right.
That's what you believe in. That's the way you want to go forward. So I can understand that. Talk to me a little bit about Vanguard White Paper that you and I discussed earlier on this type of concept here.
That was actually a great paper. Vanguard produced that paper. It's at least 10 years ago. Now, Vanguard is a do-it-yourself, low-cost type of firm. So the fact that they wrote this paper was actually surprising. Their research said that hiring a qualified advisor adds 3% to annual returns going forward, which is big. You compound that over time, it really makes a difference. A qualified advisor will develop a financial plan and an investment allocation for a client and then help you stick to it. Okay, that's very valuable because when a client makes a mistake, the emotions come in, they sell at the wrong time and buy at the wrong time. So really the largest value added of an advisor is stay the course, don't panic, don't get emotional.
Well, Brent, been very interesting dialogue and conversation with you on this. So very interesting, especially given what's going on in the markets right now and all the changes that are taking place coming out of 2022. Going into 2023, I'm hoping for a better outlook in the markets. And we look forward to speaking to you a little bit later on in the year about some of the things that are happening out there.
That sounds great, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Gray Ledge Advisors Thoughts from the Ledge podcast. To learn more, please contact your Gray Ledge advisor or visit us at grayledge.com.